Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Father, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every single listener of this program is counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, Luke 21:36, and stand before the Son of Man at the marriage supper. Father, we praise you for the blessings that you have given us. We praise you for the food that's on our table, for every drink of water. We pray that you will purify the air that we breathe and anything that we consume, even through our skin, that has been poisoned by the forces of darkness. Now, unlike any other time before, we understand why you had to cut the time short that no flesh would be saved. And we give you all the glory and praise you, Father. Anything that we talk about today that is confusing or upsets anybody in their hearts, Father, just let it roll off their shoulders into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. And Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that needs to wedge itself into the hearts and the minds of those who listen, to get them motivated to quit the habits that they have, that they need to quit, and they know in their heart that they do. Father, just help everyone with all of their trials, tribulations, and difficulties and walking. We all want to be that perfect bride for you, Father, and we're depending on you helping us in every possible way in our lives, everything that we think, feel, everything that we look at in a certain way and have a twinge of fleshiness just flash through our heart, Father. Just we pray for an anointing upon us, Father, that we are just absolutely able to walk nearly perfectly. Never, we'll never be perfect, I know that, but just about as perfect as we can possibly be in your harmony and the harmony of your awesome will, as it says in Titus 1:15, to the pure, all things are pure, and we pray in Jesus' name that you will help us to walk pure. We cannot wait to see you. Let us climb that holy hill. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All righty then. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, lots of folks out there on the internetosphere that are just, I mean, people are just excited, probably scared in a lot of cases, unbelievers, completely befuddled and confused. I have never seen as many what the fudge showing up on Twitter before in my entire life. I mean, there are people that are, you know, I could name, and it's not just Twitter, it's also Telegram. And Telegram is really where you want to go if you want the stuff immediately. I mean, if you want to see the footage that was just taken of the Pakistani tanks heading to the border of India, I mean, within minutes of it actually happening, you can see that kind of stuff on Telegram. All right. But anyway, I've been monitoring things very closely the last couple of days. I had a bit of a break at work yesterday because I got some things done early. Plus, I want to get into that. I just don't care about it. I don't want to talk about it on the weekend. Last thing I want to talk about on the weekend is anything having to do with work. All right. Praise God. But things exploded yesterday into a state of mass confusion in a way that I've never seen before. I don't understand it, and I'm not going to pretend to understand it. And all I'm going to do is convey the information to you because, you know, it's one thing if I state an opinion because so far, you know, the vast majority of my opinions have been wrong, right? So that's why I'm always happy to eat crow. Hey! Don't even get me going. I have a knife and fork right beside me, and you're looking pretty good. Don't do that. You're pushing me here, kids. I don't know. What do you think we should do with the crows? Oh, really? Is that a vote for a nice crow stew? I don't know. Anyway, praise God. All right. So, yeah, things went nuts, crazy, completely turned the entire world upside down. The only thing that I can figure is that Donald Trump is a Manchurian candidate. That he has, you know, among the many, oh my goodness, it's a large number of things that the Kabbalist could have done to him, or others that practice evil satanic spells and things like that. There was a flip-flop that Donald Trump made just recently, which defies gravity, okay? We're talking about all the laws of physics have been completely wiped out. Einstein was, you know, I'm sorry, but didn't know diddly squat. E does not equal MC squared. And the whole world is kind of laying on their back going, what happened? But you have to be paying attention, and most people don't. Most, you know, like I can tell you, you know, in my world, and I'm sure in your world too, there are people out there, maybe close to us and that are relatives or whatever, that if we tell them something, I've even said to members of my family, I've said, I'm looking right at it. I'm looking at the tanks rolling from Pakistan over to the Indian border. I see it right now. They can't relate. They can't relate to it if it doesn't have one of those da 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 special Fox News report. If that does not precede it, if they're not looking at it on their TV, then it doesn't exist. And they're fine with that. And anything outside of that realm, they just think you're absolutely crazy. So we're never going to overcome that. And it's just best for us to be able to realize that up and straight. Just accept it. But what we do need to do is fine-tune our Holy Spirit sensors, okay, so that we can sense early before it turns into us, you know, them chasing you down the street with a pitchfork lit on fire. Okay, you know, you want it. That's what I'm praying for myself about. And I'm not going to get into details, but I'm going to be making probably 2 trips up to Pennsylvania this year. That is if we're still here. I'm really kind of still hoping very much that we depart any time now. I'm still hoping very much. We're only at the second, not even really the second week, the 10th day of May, really. So we got a lot of things that can happen between now and June. And it's possible still we could maybe Sukkot, maybe our Shavuot, the counting of the Omer, the barley harvest. That's right around the corner. Okay, could our departure still be at hand? It could be. Okay, I look, Lord, I profess before all the listeners of the radio show that these rather expensive plane tickets to Pennsylvania that I have sitting in front of me, I'm happy to throw them in the fire. I will not look over my shoulder, and I'm not going to turn into salt. Just blow the trumpet sound. It makes me want to get out my shofar. Let's see how bad I am now. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. All righty. Sorry about that. Let's blow the shofar in practice here. I haven't done it in a while. Boy, boy, I'm really bad. That's harder than it looks. All right, so let me just go ahead and set this down over here so I'm not fiddle-faddling trying to get back on it. Stand on the shelf. I'll do that later. All right, so anyway, wow, where do I start? So let's focus a little bit on the India stuff and get that out of the way because I have some other stuff that is absolutely mind-shattering that we need to kind of wrap the show up with and really drive those points home. But I don't want to waste too much time because I run out of time real fast and I won't have time to be able to wedge in the things that I must play. All right, now all that being said, yesterday, amongst so many other things, I mean, talking about mass hysteria, this is actually coming true right
now. Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria! All right, so anyway... And I'm not joking you. I'm telling you, when I go through my X feed, my Twitter feed, whatever you want to call it, there are people from the Middle East. There are people I can, you know, give you their handles. Mediterranean man is one guy. He seems to be Iranian, but it's really nice though because they all have phones that have video capabilities, and so. They're Johnny on the spot. I mean, when there's tanks going by heading down to India, and there was. So there has been a rather sudden, monstrous escalation of events. War. So what has happened between India and Pakistan, if you don't already know, which you probably do, at least to some degree. Also, I've published a couple of articles on tribulationnow.com where you get to see the actual commentaries coming down from some of the leadership in Pakistan stating on a news report that we're going to have to wage, you know, full-blown war with India because they won't, you know, they won't negotiate with us. So what we have is a weird kind of a dynamic between Pakistan and India. There's been there's a council that they have. I think they call it the NCA or something like that. But anyway, they're convening, and that council, I believe, is on Pakistan's side, and they're the ones who control the nuclear doctrine of Pakistan. Okay, so there's a lot of people. I mean, my goodness gracious, I can't even, I have no idea. But the yays for nuclear war overrule or, you know, dwindle the nays, okay, for nuclear war right now to at least based upon the amount of posting, the power behind the, or the passion, I should say, the passion behind the posting, the words that are coming out of their mouths. It sounds really, really not so good. So if they're actually convening a committee to discuss whether or not they're going to use nuclear weaponry against India, that's pretty severe. But then you have a few level-headed posts that come out of the India-Pakistan realm, and they're saying things like, nobody wants this to escalate. We want to have, you know, we want to have sessions and meetings together and talk this through and all that other stuff. But that's all happening while worse and worse and worse and worse war situations, you know, war dynamics are escalating, so that the escalation rate is greatly diminishing the attempts or the little squeaky voices in the corner that are coming out and saying things like, well, we'd really like to talk this out. We'd really like to talk this out. A lot of people have already died. They're using hypersonic missiles against one another. They've blown up not only civilian sites, but also airports and other places. The situation is pretty dag-nabbit escalated. You can't get a full holistic view of what's going on because it's wartime. I believe there were over 800, now I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am. I think it was over 800 different accounts that, I believe it's Modi, the head guy in India, had told, X, you need to block these from coming into India. So they're on full lockdown as far as communications is concerned. So that's definitely a characteristic of a full-blown war. So again, are we getting the full story? Highly doubt it. Are we getting the story from the ground, from people that are there?
there?
Yes, we are. Are we hearing every single thing that's happening, every phone call that's being made? Are we sitting there listening in on the nuclear meeting, you know, regarding their doctrine and what they might do or might not do or whatever? No, we don't get all those details, and we probably never will get those details, praise God. So anyway, these things are real, real important, but what we do know is they are launching a lot of weaponry. I had seen a video, not really sure, it must have been filmed with a drone, I am not certain how they did it, but they showed the Pakistani air defense system. I believe it was Pakistan, but it could have been India. I get them confused some because the videos move quick and you're scrolling. But anyway, it was this particular anti-air system launched something like 100 little bitty, very high-speed missiles that they changed direction. So, but the thing is, the jet didn't seem to be using countermeasures. So I thought that was very odd. So I don't know if it's their bad training or bad equipment or what the deal was, but that jet looked like it was getting away and everything seemed to be fine. But then all of a sudden, one of those little, I don't know, change direction missiles, little bitty thing, bam, hits the jet, explodes it into, you know, just firebomb. So again, it's very, very difficult to tell what you're seeing, who's on what side. What you can tell sometimes, especially if it's coming from Telegram, is the person on the ground that's doing the filming will make it clear who they are. Not necessarily their country affiliation per se, but they'll let you know these are Pakistani tanks that are moving up to the border of India. Oh, and the troops. The troops are also moving to the border as well. So there's every indication that this could go nuclear. Okay, just a couple of posts suggesting that they'd like to talk it out and not, you know, escalate the war situation any more than it already is. But it is heavy duty stuff. Last night, after I got off of work and stuff, I was overwhelmed. And I sent a ton of the information up to Vera in Ontario. We were going back and forth about it and stuff and kind of looking it over. She was saying the same thing I was saying, was like, this looks really bad. So anyway, a lot of that stuff is on tribulationnow.com at this time. But also there's the Trump flip-flop information. So let me see here. So let me see. So Lenin's Pope Leo, Trump said, what does Netanyahu? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, crypto beast mode. Well, I wanted to share this little thing. I don't really understand it, but I did some searching, and it turns out that crypto trading can go into what they call a crypto beast mode. Now, I found that very, very fascinating, that use of term, beast mode, because the one thing that we can pretty much count on is that the XRP crypto will be used as the final beast, okay, the final Revelation 13 beast government global money, okay, that those who take the mark of the beast will be transacting against. The one thing about XRP that is different than all the other crypto solutions out there is that it can be tracked to the nanosecond. I mean, literally at the very moment that you're buying that squirt gun so that you can go after Klaus Schwab because he came out of retirement. I'm joking, but could be. But you shouldn't be here. You should not be here, so it's not something I try not to worry about or concern myself with the things that I can't control. I already know that these things are God's will, or else he wouldn't have put it in the Bible. I already know that God is in control. But I do also know that things that God puts into place, Satan will grab them, contort them, and twist them. Somebody had asked me, how can you create a fit extension? I thought Jesus was the only one who could create. But there's nothing. See, we know that Satan twists things. He has no original ideas, and he takes things of God, and he twists them, and, you know, chimeras and all these other creepy, weird things. I could go on for hours on this subject. So in the movie Starman with Jeff Bridges, I oftentimes point people to the scene where the alien entity takes a piece of hair and somehow does something to it, energy-wise or whatever, and that hair grows into a human body, and then the alien entity incarnates into the human body, which happened to look like Jeff Bridges, who had already passed away. The point being that Jesus created the DNA. Jesus created the hair. That was all of his creation, but there was nothing stopping Satan from taking that creation, what there was of it, the DNA of it, and to convert it and to twist it and to turn it into a chimera or whatever, a replication, a clone. Okay, so it's kind of challenging for people to get their arms around some of these concepts, and I completely understand it. But anyway, I wanted to use that as an example to help people who struggle with the whole concept of fit extensions, because, you know, Tom Horn could write and did write many fantastic books about these kinds of things for, you know, the sons of God coming down into the daughters of men and making giants and blah, 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 blah. And how can they do that? How can they, you know, and there's yet an idea you can kick around, a sanctified hunch, we'll call it. To me, it makes perfect sense. But anyway, now I'm going to move on. But I thought it was just absolutely unbelievable. I saw this term crypto in beast mode, and I said, what? So anyway, I looked it up, did a little bit of homework on it, not a lot. And I thought to myself, wow, if XRP is in fact what they trigger when, you know, when they flip the international banking system over to a one world banking system that has trade, it doesn't need an international bank of settlements in Switzerland or whatever, it all that stuff goes away, they flip the switch, they go to XRP, and bam, we have a beast money system that can work worldwide. So when I heard the beast mode, I was like, whoa, I definitely got it. What do you kids think about that? The beast mode. It's pretty weird, huh? Pretty creepy. You don't want to be here for all that, do you? No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyways, let's go ahead and go into the rest of the news. And this is important stuff, folks. Praise Jesus. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
Game over.
All right, praise God. So all of this all kind of started out yesterday. Now, of course, there was the ramp up of the war dynamic between Pakistan and India has been going on for several days, but last night it peaked. So right now we're at the point where it's the only question that's really left, is it going to be a full out ground? There's actually three questions. Is it going to be a full-out ground war? And is mutually assured destruction going to stop them from using the nuclear weapons, at least at this time? That's one question. The other one is, are they going to go to peace talks? We don't know. There's been some rumbling about that. And the other one is, are they just going to go to the nuclear mode? So we don't know, but we have to stay tuned, because these things are getting hotter, 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 hotter. A lot of people are dying. And that nuclear mode could shift into gear very, very, very quickly. All right. Praise God. And once that happens, who knows, you know, how many other countries might pop off or do something. So anyway, this is, one of those periods of time where we really have to stay tuned as close as possible to the things that are happening around. And if you follow any one particular person or any one particular ministry or any one this or that, one that doesn't round things off and is focused on, you know, whatever, you know, maybe they're just focused on the Pope and they're talking about the Pope, or maybe they're just talking about Israel, and blah. You know, we really have to expand the scope of our minds. We have to be watching the sun, which was what caused the outage in Portugal and Spain. Okay, so the power outage that lasted, almost 2 full days, that was because of a weakness in the Earth's magnetosphere, and the sun is acting very unusual, which, by the way, is a normal characteristic of a yellow dwarf star that is approaching its point in time where it is about to fail, which is exactly what Nibiru is. We are in a twin solar system that rotates past one another. So there's two solar systems and they're rotating around one another. It's called a binary star system. It's very common with yellow dwarf stars. Well, Nibiru used to be a yellow dwarf star, but it finally collapsed. And when it does, it turns into a brown dwarf, and it's black. The only time that you can actually see it is when it has the red iron oxide around it, typically when it's heading through the heliosphere of a sun in a solar system and it's moving away from the sun. That's what energizes the iron oxide dust around it and all the other meteors and garbage that it drags along with it, because it's highly magnetic and it causes elliptical orbits, just like our moon is currently in the Earth. The Earth is in an elliptical orbit. There's been several papers that have been released just recently regarding how bizarre the Earth's movements are. You take that and you combine that with its orbit, which should be perfectly circular around on the ecliptic plane around the sun, but it's not. Okay, all the different planets are in distress. Their orbits are interrupted. They are currently elliptical, and that's why we have, you know, really long cold winters and short hot, unbelievably blazing hot summers with fires everywhere. All right, so it's absolutely out of control. But okay, so I digress. Let's get back to the topic at hand. All right, so so anyway, let's see if I can pull this up here. This depends. All right, here we go. So I put up, so Houthis, okay, so Trump came out and told everybody that he made friends with the Houthis, and you know, they've come to some friendly agreement of some type, and then the Houthis come out and say, you know, that denied Trump's claims. I covered this on the last program a little bit, and they did, and they overtly published stuff even on X telling everybody that, you know, Israel's doomed. If you're affiliated with Israel, you need to get out of Israel, because they're about to launch some really heavy attacks. In the meantime, Netanyahu's saying that he's, you know, ponying up another, you know, preparing the jets and the plans and everything to do another major strike against the Houthis. So that's going on. Then we have this massive thing, which I call the Trump flip-flop. Okay, so if you go to tribulationnow.com, you will see a Trump hat, but it's upside down. Okay, what's interesting is there were two releases of information that came out, I believe, early yesterday, which blew the minds of pretty much everybody that was paying attention. One of them is from Haaretz News, which is U.S. administration pressuring Israel to sign a Gaza truce deal ahead of Trump's Middle East trip, sources say. Okay, just, you know, take it face value and be in shock like everybody else out there that's been paid. You should have seen, I mean, I was actually laughing at some of the comments that were coming from people. It was mostly what the blank, you know, what the blank, okay, all over the place. I mean, the Telegram was just absolutely, practically at the point of, I'm sure, electronically breaking because of how many people were going, what the blank, over the stuff that I'm sharing with you right now. The second headline that came out, also from Haaretz News, is Israel at war day 581. Trump orders aid to enter Gaza. Look at that. So he basically overrides Netanyahu and he says, send the aid into Gaza. He says, citing that a hunger crisis is the top danger, according to a U.S. envoy to Israel. Okay, now, all this stuff is in play. This stuff is in, like, in motion, full-blown motion in real time while everybody's going, what the? Okay, so it's, I'm telling you, and there's still people out there going, what the? Okay, so anyway, so then get this. A guy by the name of David Riley says that he said, just spoke to a general who is in the Mar-a-Lago crowd. He said that AIPAC, that's the Israeli lobby, they've tried several times to make illegal for them to even be present in our Congress, is getting shut out of the Trump administration. AIPAC is getting shoved out of the Trump administration. Confirmed that Waltz was trying to undermine Trump by working with Netanyahu. Whoa. And of course, we all knew that, but that's the way it was going. Don't you remember? It wasn't that long ago when Donald Trump was coming forward publicly and telling people that, oh, yeah, we got to move all the Palestinians, got to get them out of there. And he was supposedly trying to cut deals with all these other countries to take the Palestinians and all this other stuff. And that he was, you know, hand in hand with Netanyahu on turning it into a resort area and bulldozing it all and just disappearing it. Okay. All this stuff, you know, was for the sake of setting up the greater Israel, which, by the way, is on the military patch of all the IDF. Now, there was an article released on the Wall Street Journal that made some comments about that Israel is not the United States' friends, but they were actually only pointing to Netanyahu. They did not point to the fact of the 80 percentile that are part of the Khazarian mafia and are followers of the Babylonian Talmud, which explicitly states that it's okay to sodomize a little child under the age of 5. But that's just only a small part of it. It's very, very sick and twisted if you really look into it. So anyway, so you had that comment from this guy, David Riley. Then another person by the name of Dominic Michael Trippi comes out and says, breaking news, President Trump reportedly cutting contact with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu due to arrogance, attempts to push him around, causing Trump to feel disrespected and manipulated. You know, I don't know about you, but I was watching things very closely, and we were talking about it on this radio show. It didn't appear like that at all. It really looked like something weird has happened. I don't know what it was, but it seems like Trump's some sort of a weird Manchurian candidate of some type, and they have some kind of a mind control thing going on. Because how do you do such a 180? How can you do such a 180? So you take the world's two largest prideful narcissists, put them in a room together, and you have, I don't know, there's just no way to analyze it. It's just unbelievable. No wonder everybody's saying, what the fudge? Because it is a what the fudge moment. All right. So again, this mysterious flip-flop of the Trump administration is, you just can't put your, you can't wrap your mind around it. And that's why everybody's absolutely flipping out. Okay, and of course, the Indian-Pakistani war is apparently inevitable. The prime minister of, I guess they call him prime minister, or whatever, but or at least a very leading political figure with Pakistan, was on the news last night and says, Pakistan has no choice but full-scale war with India. Is according to their defense minister. All right, praise God. So we got those dynamics taking place, but there's lots more. So you got Trump ordering aid to be pushed into Gaza. You have the U.S. administration pressuring Israel to sign a Gaza truce deal. Can you imagine that? So that's an actual headline for those who are paying attention to something other than Fox News. Praise God. So also Trump and Hegseth both turn against, you know, so it's a unified shift, and it's sudden and it's unexplainable and it's very weird. Neither Hegseth or Trump are going to visit with Netanyahu at all when they go over to the Middle East. They're going to go ahead and promote Saudi Arabia to set up nuclear facilities for power generation and such, completely against Israel's desire. So again, all these dynamics are flying like missiles, like, you know, hypersonic missiles over the heads of those of us on the earth trying to keep track of these things. It's absolutely crazy. Anyway, next up. Pakistan says it can intercept even hypersonic weapons. That's an interesting headline, but nevertheless, part of what's going on right now. Pakistan Noorkhan Air Base has been attacked by two missiles. Another headline. Praise God. The war is raging, and now India is sending its navy against Pakistan. So again, we have lots of these Pakistani war escalation headlines. You'll drown in them. It's just unbelievable. All right, praise God. All right, and then we have, get this. This is the talk about the ultimate slap in the face. The ultimate slap in the face, as if there wasn't enough of them already. So get this. Breaking news, Trump to recognize Palestine as a state. No, you didn't hear that wrong. So here's a particular individual. He just simply refers to himself as Adam. And he says the following on his post. Breaking, Trump to recognize Palestine. A Gulf diplomatic source states Trump will soon issue a declaration regarding American recognition of Palestine as a state. This comes amid strained relations between Trump and Netanyahu due to Israel's Prime Minister attempt to spy on Trump, turn his people against him, start a war with Iran, and sabotage America under nuclear negotiations with Iran. It's also been humiliating for Trump being called Netanyahu's biatch-ish. Okay. Anyway, it's also been humiliating for Trump to be calling Netanyahu's blank every day. I doubt that's the legacy that he wants. Now, here's the thing. That still doesn't explain the flip-flop. It just doesn't explain it. The things that we've seen. I have videos of Trump pulling the chair out for Netanyahu in one of the rooms in the White House for them to have a meeting, and then putting it back underneath him. So there's something really, we've all heard about Trump was totally in on wiping out Gaza, totally in on relocating the Palestinians, totally fine with the slaughter of the babies. What's up? How could this happen? Manchurian candidate, some kind of mind control, SRADID? I don't know, but there's something going on and somebody flipped that switch. Okay, plus we also, don't forget, have the prophecies from Glenda Lomax at Wings of Prophecy that have prophesied that Trump will be removed. So if we go and take a look at that, I'll read it to you once again just to refresh your memory. The prophecy reads as follows. The time when all must choose. To my children in America, prepare for change, for change is coming to your land. It is not good change, but it is coming nonetheless. You will soon enter in a time when all must choose which God you will serve. The leader of America will be removed as the wicked are not in agreement with his ways and changes. Almost as if the person that wrote this knew the flip-flop was coming. Sounds like God. They have the ability to remove him and will soon do this. There is nothing you can do to stop them. Okay, so it's important to kind of embed that in the back of our mind because we want multiple confirmations. We want biblical confirmations. We want empirical confirmations. We want to see it in the news. We want to watch the behavior to confirm it. And we also want the prophetic word. Amos 3:7, surely the surely the Lord God does nothing without first revealing it through his servants, the prophets. Now, it does get confusing because we're in the period of time that Jesus warned us about where there will be false prophecies like never before. So we have, and I'm not going to name any names, folks, but there are gaggles of false prophets out there, many of which my family follows. All right. So anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I'm definitely not going to name names because I know firsthand how quickly people can repent. And then you're holding, you know, the ugly, you know, judge not that ye be judged. I don't want to be judged. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be judged. Next one up. Praise Jesus. All right. So checking this, looking at my time, not too bad. So evidently, not only was this conventional warfare that has been taking place between Pakistan and India, but it's also cyber war. So what we've had, this is really weird. The New Jersey airport, okay, has lost power and was unable to handle, and planes being canceled, everything like that, not once, but twice. And they're becoming very concerned about it. Also, there were a number of different places like the BART system, the Bay Area Rapid Transportation System in San Francisco area. It went down, powered down. All kinds of weird things going on. A friend of mine by the name of Jody, who's working out in California right now and is also tracking earthquakes, just like Angela was. You know, those two need to get together and put their heads together. But they're watching earthquakes because they live in the zone that's going to be impacted by the Cascadia mega quake and subsequent mega tsunami. So there's a lot of people on edge about that. That's been, you know, in the front of the news now for a long time about how geologists are highly concerned about the Cascadia collapsing and causing a mega tsunami and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, there's all that going on. But then I find out that Jody was on a call with her work, and it was a big conference call. And some of the people, they as
as do many American companies, and I could name, boy, let me tell you some. PricewaterhouseCoopers darn near moved almost everything that they do, with the exception of some field consultants and associate partners, et cetera, et cetera. The big four tends to move everything over to India so that they can increase their gross profit. Well, what happened was Jody was on the phone. There was a big conference call going on, and the people from India, one of the head people over there at their India operation, comes on and says, I hope you people are prepared in case we go dark. Okay, so this is the Indian operations center for the company that Jody, who lives in California, on the phone saying we could go completely black. Now, there were cyber attacks that were going on at the same time that were taking out major parts of, as a matter of fact, here's the headline. Okay, it says 70% of India's power grid has been disabled by the Pakistani cyber attack, according to Pakistani TV or PTV. All right. So again, you got that going on. And there is no surprise there, of course, because cyber warfare is always, nowadays at least, will always be combined with, bombs, missiles, tanks, and everything else. And we know soon enough, nuclear war. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So then you have the Indian military says that it seeks non-escalation with Pakistan if it is reciprocated by Pakistan. Now, think about this now. Indian military says it seeks a non-escalation option, okay, if it is reciprocated by Pakistan. But you know what? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a war movie, false flag, history buff. And a lot of times what you have is a faction, a group of bad, 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 bad people that are intermingled amongst the population of a particular country, and they want a nuclear war. So while the, while there's a meeting taking place, from the National Command Authority, which oversees Pakistan's, war doctrine, and they're saying, as long as it's reciprocated, then we'll, but here's the problem. What about that bad faction that nobody knows about? What about that cell that's made up of a lot of people with a lot of power and a lot of money and a lot of technology and a lot of everything? Okay, so what happens is they're meeting to say, look, we're sorry, let's cool out. It was a mistake. Kumbaya, let's just all go home. We're going to, de-escalate, right? And in just about the time that they agree to de-escalate, a very powerful missile gets launched from Pakistan and it blows up an entire village of India, because it's being launched by the rogue faction within the country. See, that's how these things escalate. We often would like to think that the leaders of the countries are truly in control of everything that happened, but that was proven time and time wrong. While the USSR was in place, you constantly had problems with rogue generals and some of the, like Lithuania or whatever, different countries that were located in part of the USSR. So anyway, I don't want to digress too far and get off track because I'm watching my time here and I can see that I'm running short. So again, there's that. And then the Prime Minister, Shahbaz Sharif, has called a meeting of the National Command Authority, which oversees Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. A nuclear strike on India is coming. So this particular individual thinks that they're going to adjust their nuclear doctrine and just go ahead and escalate. So again, it's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and we don't even know what, if any, rogue elements started it in the first place and are going to go above and beyond the call to ensure that it escalates. That could very well be in play right now. All right, now we're finally down to the point where I wanted to play this for you. Now I'm looking at my time right now. Praise God. I'm seeing 43 minutes. I'm going to first go ahead. I want to play this one for you right now. Let's see here. Yeah. Okay. So now I'm just going to start and punch my way through these. They're all very, very good.
I heard the story. I had a triple fact check to make sure it was true. It started with Israeli Army Radio said that Trump cut off direct communications with Benjamin Netanyahu, and Trump is going to proceed to do U.S. policy in the Middle East without Israel. America cutting ties with Israel and Netanyahu? We'll see how long this lasts, but this is a real story. All the news sources are also reporting that Trump feels Netanyahu is trying to manipulate him, which he is, and that Netanyahu is making him look naive and manipulated to the public, which is sadly also true. And we all know Trump spends a lot of time on social media, and you know he sees all the political memes against him. We also know Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu both have the biggest egos in the world, and neither one will allow the other to tell them what to do. They can't stay even with each other, and they're always going to try and one-up each other. In this case, it works for us, because Trump and the American presidency should no longer be under Israel. Because whether you like or hate Trump, you can agree that his ego will never allow him to be somebody else's puppy and to be lowered in public, which is what Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to do to him. Now, Trump's pushed against Netanyahu before, successfully too, but then later on, Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back and ended up winning. It's the battle of the egos. So what will happen now? Let's hope Israel does not try and John F. Kennedy him. Because let's face it, that is a possibility.
John F. Kennedy him. Wow, that seems to surprisingly line up suspiciously well with the prophecy that was given to Glenda Lomax. Wow. Things are, the synergy, the harmony, the amazing alignment of all these things is, I mean, it's just downright unbelievable. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, let me go back over and hit the next one that's queued up and in line, because these are all incredibly good. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and play this one, and then I'll go to the Leo Zagami one on the Pope real quick. Wait, hold on a second. Let me look at my time. No, I'm going to do it the other way around. So let's listen to Leo Zagami. He's being interviewed by, I believe it's Alex Jones, and that's fine. Sometimes Alex seems normal. And then other times, it's like he's not paying attention, and it gets very confusing. So anyway, I'm not even going to try to analyze that weirdness, because, you know, you can't. You can't. You just simply can't. The weirdness that's happening, the flip-flops that are happening, that these are unexplainable. They are too weird for words. Can you imagine what the evangelical church, who believes that if you are not absolutely in total synergy with everything that Israel wants because of the Abrahamic covenant, those who are good to Israel, I will do good for them. And the whole evangelical church, they don't care what Israel does. If we're aligned to Israel, by golly, we will be blessed and go to heaven and everything will just be wonderful because of one verse out of 31,102 verses in the Bible. Nobody ever considers that we're in the end times. Nobody ever considers the many places in the Bible where it says there will come a time. Well, if there will come a time and we are in that time, then that time is not like any other time. But oh well. All right, listen to this. This is the commentary by an expert, an author of probably 12 or some books. But anyway, this is Leo Zagami commenting on the new Pope.
This is a sign by the cardinals that rather than choosing somebody from Asia or from Africa, they wanted to actually insidiously nominate and elevate to the pontificate somebody who is American. It's the first time in history. But Robert Francis Prevost is no friend of Donald J. Trump. He is, of course, somebody who comes from Chicago, but also with a vast history in South America that connects him to the infamous Jesuit order. And he is from an order himself, the Augustinians, who have worked hand in hand with the Jesuits on the control of the educational establishment. Today, if you think about the main issues Trump is trying to fight, immigration policies, well, in this regard, he will have to fight against this Pope because he's very much a supporter of what the Democrats were doing, open borders and all the rest. It's going to be a war against Trump waged by the church every day, in which we will hear, of course, from this Pope what you might hear from the Democratic Party, which has demonstrated in the last few years to be the political branch of the Vatican Jesuit-led New World Order here in the United States. So it's not a good good day. Some Americans might perceive it as a good day. For those who were hoping in a traditional pope, in somebody who will support also a return to the Latin Mass, this will be, of course, a disappointment because this pope has no intention in going back, but rather in moving forward.
Is he Francis Light or is he as bad as Francis?
He's worse than Francis.
Well, there you got it. From arguably the world's leading expert on the Illuminati on a global level, many books, and, you know, of course, the papacy. So we are in a, according to Leo Zagami, we are in a far worse dynamic now than we were before. Now, the last one that I want to play for you is absolutely mind-bending. So, so this is from Harrison Smith, and it's about a new Iran nuclear site being discovered, which is a lie. It's a false flag, and it was being blabbered all over Fox News. Let's listen to his commentary because it's absolutely brilliant.
Pete Hegseth cancels his scheduled visit to Israel. Sources tell the Post. Hegseth will still travel with Trump to Saudi Arabia and Gulf countries, including Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, but he will not be going to Israel. This comes following reports that Trump is no longer demanding Saudi Arabia normalize ties with Israel as a condition for progress on civil nuclear cooperation talks. Hegseth's not going to Israel anymore. Trump's no longer demanding Saudi Arabia recognize Israel in order to achieve a deal on civilian nuclear usage. So this is from Israel Hayom. This is where we stand. It says the president won't be able to get approval to push forward a civilian nuclear program for Saudi Arabia without the Israeli component, the Israeli official told Israel Hayom. He doesn't have a Senate majority for any agreement that doesn't include Israel or that moves forward without its consent. So that's wild. That is wild. That is a foreign minister saying the president of America will not be able to achieve his foreign policy objectives, that he will be hamstrung by his own Senate, who works for us, not him. That's wild. That's crazy. That is a insanely brazen thing to say. Israel, as we've explained a million times, Israel did all of this crazy crap over the last year and a half, bombing all of their neighbors, making enemies out of everybody, with the assumption, with the understanding that if at the end of it all, they could get war with Iran, which they cannot do by themselves and require America to be involved in, then it would all be worth it. So they have this brief moment, this brief time period where they've destroyed the proxy networks, they've dismantled the axis of resistance, they've overthrown Assad and put an ISIS leader in charge. I mean, the time is ripe. Now is the time. They have to go in for Iran or else it's all going to backfire tremendously. So they're doing everything they possibly can. You've got Waltz being fired because he was actually, as the officials in the White House said, working for a foreign president, not this one. Okay, so Waltz is cooperating with Netanyahu to try to start a world war on the back of America, try to influence America that doesn't want to go to war with Iran, to start a war with Iran for the benefit of Israel, to start a catastrophic and cataclysmic, disastrous worldwide conflict in total flagrant disregard of the will of the president and the people who voted for him. Hegseth, who made a lot of pro-Israel comments before becoming defense secretary, once he became defense secretary, was on the side of J.D. Vance and others avoiding and resisting war against Iran. So then his associates that he'd brought in that were also anti-Iran all got ousted through totally baseless supposed scandals about leaks that nobody can even point to. So he's been isolated. Then they did Signalgate, where you've got Waltz himself sending the war chat and the war plans to the editor of The Atlantic, causing a giant scandal there, where for weeks it was Pete Hegseth who was being called to be fired, even though he wasn't the one that leaked the chat in the first place. Then there was this like second round of Signal chat where they doubled down. They were like, oh crap, Signalgate. Signalgate didn't work. Let's do it again. Only we'll say it's his family this time. So they came up with this fake scandal about Pete Hegseth texting his family war plans. Totally didn't exist and wasn't real. But you can see how desperate they're getting. Netanyahu has visited three times in the last 3 months trying to gin up war with Iran. And oh my gosh, coincidence upon coincidence. What a shocking revelation just occurred at clip number 24. They just discovered new nuclear enrichment facilities in Iran. This just happened. They had no idea. And all of a sudden, as soon as Trump cuts off Israel communications and doesn't go to war with Iran, this stuff is discovered. What a coincidence. Let's watch.
Fox News exclusive satellite images revealing the location of a previously unknown Iranian nuclear site. Now, the facility spans nearly 2,500 acres, and this is a big discovery. Jillian Turner has more from the State Department.
This was a big discovery.
Pretty explosive, Dana. These satellite images that we have obtained exclusively show the alleged site location and even the layout of the secret, previously unknown nuclear weapons facilities inside Iran. This, of course, raises fresh concerns about the regime's role in these ongoing nuclear talks with the Trump administration.
I bet it does. Oh,
the National really Council concerned. Of Resistance of Iran has collected intelligence from sources on the ground inside Iran that locate this nuclear weapons facility in what is called Semnan Province, far from the regime's already known nuclear sites. It's codenamed the Rainbow Site by Iran's officials, and it spans nearly 2,500 acres. It's been operating, as far as we can discern, for over a decade under the cover of a chemical production company that's called Deba Energy Seba.
Can we just pause right there? Can we just pause right there? They could try a little harder. I mean, really? I mean, come on, you guys. The Assad chemical attack on his own civilians was more convincing than this, and that was as fake as a $3 bill. You're telling me that on the day Trump cuts off communications with Netanyahu and refuses to commit America to a ground war in Iran, they just so happen to discover a 2,500 square mile nuclear enrichment weapons manufacturing facility, and they just so happened to not only have discovered this, they also somehow learned it's been in operation for 10 years. That's surprising. How'd you figure that out? Oh, yeah, we just found it yesterday, and it's been operating for 10 years under the name of a chemical company, Doma or whatever. It's like, well, how'd you figure that out? Have you known about it for 10 years, and now you're releasing it? Like, can you imagine watching Fox News and believing what they want you to believe happened? Was that, like, somewhere, you know, in CENTCOM in the Middle East, there's some analyst, like, just going over papers like normal every day and going, wait, what's this? Oh my God, we found another enrichment. And he, like, runs to his superior and they, like, tap out on the wire and it goes. And immediately they, like, there's some, you know, Pentagon person going, like, we've got to get this to the media immediately. We've just discovered a nuclear place. It's like, stop it. This is so stupid. Clearly, you've known about this place forever. Clearly, you're just pretending to have just discovered this now. Oh, emergency alert, red sirens, look out. I mean, come on. This is pathetic. This is absolutely pathetic. Can't believe things just fall into their lap like that. I mean, what are the odds? What are the odds? On the day Trump puts his foot down, says no to war with Iran, they just so happen to find the evidence they've been looking for. That not only does Iran have this massive nuclear production facility, but it's the type of nuclear production that can only be used in weaponry. I mean, what are the odds? What are the odds? What a coincidence. And it's called the Rainbow Site. I mean, it's like divine intervention.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. That was so brilliant that I'm going to put that up on Tribulation Now. I can't help myself. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I think you're pretty much caught up with what's going on, the really intense stuff. Do we have answers for all of it? Do we understand why the flip-flop occurred? Well, you know, all these things they're unexplainable. It seems very Manchurian Candidate-ish. It sounds very satanic ritual abuse-ish. It sounds like somebody flipped a switch, and it's just absolutely insane. But we live in very, very insane times. Remember that first guy? Hopefully they won't JFK him. This is something we've been talking about a real long time. Anyway, God bless you. Pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that
will come to pass and stand before Jesus, our King. God bless you all. Have an anointed, peaceful, excited weekend, because we have every reason to be excited. These are all things that need to happen to shuffle us forward in the end times timeline so that we can stand before the Lamb of God. God bless you all.